Track 12, From Farming to Fiction. After a career responding to international farming emergencies from radioactive fallout to bird flu, Heather Peck is reaping a harvest of crime novels and swapping jabbing sheep for humans.
Heather Peck spent decades writing legislation, rules and regulations and ministerial speeches, but only began publishing fiction last year. However, her years working in farming, both on the ground rearing calves, sheep and alpaca, and at the heart of government, are key to her new career as a novelist. Heather, of Ormsby St Margaret, near Hemsby, writes about crime, but her backdrops are neither the gritty urban settings of many crime novels, or the cosy rural villages beloved of murder mysteries. Her countryside includes domestic abuse, modern slavery, and animal cruelty. For much of her career, Heather was a civil servant with the Ministry of Agriculture, which became the Department for the Environment, Food and Rural Affairs. Her roles included leading emergency teams responding to the radioactive contamination of Welsh lamb after the Chernobyl disaster, plus bird flu, foot and mouth disease, and other farming crises. But it was not all doom and disasters. Heather's food safety career included a stint being paid to eat chocolate at Roundtree Nestle. She was also an agricultural policy advisor, representing the UK in international negotiations and helping draft legislation on pesticide control, GM crops, food safety, gangmaster licensing, and animal welfare. I think my most significant contribution to the Sea Fish Industries Act was to advise the legal team that they had drawn the definition of fish so widely that it would include woodlice, she said. She was not born into a farming family, but also became a farmer herself, buying land with her first husband and rearing calves and sheep, and later alpacas too. I blame multiple family holidays on farms for my lifelong fascination with agriculture, she said. My original ambition was to be a vet and to work with livestock. Instead, she joined the Ministry of Agriculture straight from university. By 1986, she was head of the country's Food Emergencies Unit and helping deal with the impact of the Chernobyl disaster, including monitoring sheep contaminated with radioactive cesium. In the wake of the 2001 foot and mouth disaster, a new emergency role was created. In the event of an outbreak of a notifiable disease, someone would get a phone call, usually on the Sunday evening of a bank holiday weekend, and usually me, and be told to drop everything and go manage the emergency, said Heather. She was the regional emergency response expert for every bird flu outbreak in England between 2005 and 2008. Her writing career began after she moved to Norfolk and got involved in village life in Ormsby St Margaret, including writing a column based on the adventures of her dogs for the parish newsletter. Praise from friends and neighbours helped inspire her to take a crime writing course at Norwich's National Centre for Writing. She has served as a non-executive director and then chairman of a Cambridge NHS Trust and as a director of Norfolk Community Health and Care NHS Trust. Like most people in this country, my family have benefited from the NHS and I wanted to give something back, said Heather. During the pandemic, she became a vaccinator too. When volunteers were called for, it occurred to me that the crossover from sheep and alpacas to humans probably wouldn't be too difficult, said Heather. And so it proved, although you do get more conversation with humans. Fires of Hate by Heather Peck is published by Silverwood Books and is available in local and national bookshops.